This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, May 30th. God's word to you today is protocol. Our scripture reading is Psalm 27, verse 6 from the Voice Translation, and it says, I will enter into his presence, offering sacrifices and praise. In his house, I am overcome with joy. As I sing, yes, and play music for the eternal alone. Your attitude determines your access, and it is praise that gives you access to his courts. You may enter questioning the reason for your existence. You discover the reason you live is to actually worship him. You discover that nothing is really important, but that God is all in all. The problem is that many times we are shouting our desires at God from outside of the gates. You will not have access to the courts with a bad attitude. You know your prayers are not going anywhere, but you stand outside shouting. Why would you choose to shout your desires at God when he has made provision for us to speak into his ears? God is saying, come. But there are protocols for accessing his presence, and a bad attitude is not one of them. You can only come with gratitude in your heart and praise. You pass the outer court, you pass this inner court, you get to the Holy of Holies, you are on your face before God. Then God himself says, child, what is it? Which would you prefer? You telling God your issues, or God asking you what the problem is? Then you tell him, Father, these are the things that have burdened my heart. You will leave the place of prayer a totally different person. God puts it this way in Psalm 27, verse 4. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. 5 and 6 say, for he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head up high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. If the imagery of the person standing outside the courts and shouting your prayers is the picture of your life right now, I want you to, by faith, lift up your hands to heaven as a statement of surrender. Then say to Jesus, Lord Jesus, today I come to you and I surrender my life to you. Accept me, receive me, change my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, devote focused time to just praising God and thanking him just because he is worthy. Like David says, think about God, look at creation, delight in the Lord's perfections and just worship him. Think about his mercy and love and just come before him with gratitude. Thank him extravagantly. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.